process.
Okay, so we're recording. Question number one. Again, it's an imaginative exercise. You're standing on the steps of number 10. It's next May, just after the general election, and you've been elected as the Prime Minister. What is the very first thing that you want to say to the nation?
That I'd probably have tighter on border controls and letting other people into the country. That would be a big thing.
Okay. And question number two, then. Does democracy matter? And if it does matter, why does it matter?
Yeah, it does matter, because you have to have two sides to, you know, you can't just have one person deciding everything. There's got to be some compromise somewhere along the line. So I do think it matters.
Thank you. And question number three is, and again, please feel free to disagree with the premise of the question, but complete this sentence. We need a revolution because...
I don't know if we need a revolution can sort of mean, like, quite fierce, but I think we need a revolution in the way we take care of our own people in this country, like the elderly, mental health services, stuff like that, you know, like that Charity Begins at Home kind of thing. I think we need to look at that rather than turning outwards. I know the rest of the world needs help, but we should be looking at our country first.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Brilliant.